Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Life Project on Unica Radio. This podcast shares the experience of people who volunteer or used to volunteer. My name is Pauline, and in today's podcast, we are hosting a very special guest. Her name is Elisabete, she's from Latvia, and she used to be a part of the Life Project. She used to produce these exact podcasts. Hi Elisabete, how are you today?
Hi, I'm very good. Very happy to be back in this podcast.
And we are really happy to host you. As a first question, I would like to ask you to briefly introduce yourself and how you got into volunteering.
So, in short, my story with volunteering started a long time ago. I think I was around 15 years old when I started to be very active in student associations and different NGOs. So I also discovered the world of Erasmus Plus projects quite soon. I think I went on my first youth exchange when I was 16 or 17. So I've always been kind of a part of the non-formal education sector, and I think that's what really encouraged my interest in volunteering in general. Yeah, so all throughout my school and then later on university life, I was always very active. I was taking part in different projects, youth exchanges, training courses, and I was also volunteering in different events in Latvia, where I'm from, and in different organizations. So that whole part of my life started quite early. Throughout my university years, I was also working. In my last year, I was working as a project manager in one organization, and then when I graduated, I also decided to leave my work. I felt like I want to take some time to, let's say, rediscover myself, to travel a lot and actually rest, because it had been four quite busy years of my life and I thought that I deserve that, let's say. So I started to travel a lot. I went on many solo trips, again projects, through the platform of Workaway, which maybe some listeners are familiar with. I went to Greece for 1 month and a half, where I volunteered in a cat shelter. But then after this 1 year of traveling, I realized I want to still travel, but I want to do something that is in one place. Let's say I don't want to move around so much anymore. I want to settle somewhere else. And I had known for European Solidarity Corps for a long time, and I realized this is the moment in my life where it's time to do that. Actually, the first time I came to Sardinia was even before my long-term European Solidarity Corps project. It was last summer, when I volunteered in International Summer Week, which is organized by the association TDM 2000 every year. So I came here for 1 month and helped with the logistical organization of the event. I loved it a lot. I immediately fell in love with Cagliari. I grew very close to the people around me and in the organization. And I was super sad to go back home to Latvia. I was really, really miserable because I knew I want to come back. And the opportunity came, which I'm very happy about, because when I finished my short-term volunteering with TDM, they offered me to come back and to do the long-term volunteering. And that was super nice. So last October, I actually returned and I've been here ever since.
I mean, I knew about it, obviously, since we have been flatmates and colleagues in volunteering for over a year. But yeah, thank you very much for sharing. This was really interesting. Now we are gonna take a short music break and then we will be back to hear about Elisabete's experience as a volunteer. Stay tuned. Hi again, we are back on live on Unica Radio. Today we are with Elisabete, who used to be a volunteer for the Life Project as a European Solidarity Corps international volunteer. Hi again, Elisabete.
Hi.
So now I would like to ask for our listeners if you could briefly describe like what you did during your time as a ESC volunteer. How did a typical day or week look like? What was the project you were hired to, and so on and so forth?
So the project was called Volunteering Live, Promoting Human Rights and Volunteering. So these two topics were the ones that I worked with the most, let's say. We were always either four or five volunteers, so it was up to us how we arrange our own daily lives, let's say, just our main responsibility was to create content on a digital platform on these two topics. So we either created Instagram posts, Facebook posts, also TikTok videos and reels, as well as this very own podcast, of course, where we talk to people about volunteering and their experiences, and the blog. So it was, yeah, mostly dedicated to that. And this is one of the things that I really liked about this project and about this organization, is that if we wanted and if we felt like we have some extra time or willingness, we could also be engaged in many other activities. For example, during my time as an ESC volunteer here, I think I helped in several youth exchanges, training courses, some sort of conferences, let's say. At one point, I also decided that I would like to help out in a large-scale project, which is a partnership among different countries' organizations, where we create learning materials that teach children about consent and personal boundaries. So basically, this all answers my question in the sense that one day never looked exactly like the previous one. So yeah, I think for me it was the best option because I do like the ESC project that we were in, but of course the more you can do, the more you can try, I think that's what makes the volunteering experience as good as possible. At least it was in my case, so yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, since I'm also, I mean, now you finished, but since I'm also an ESC volunteer now, and I completely agree with you that one of the added values of this program is also that we are allowed to develop other skills or do other things, participate in other projects, which is really enriching. And then, of course, this leads to the next question that I think would be interesting to know. What do you think, in your opinion, what did you gain from this volunteering experience?
I think not to sound super cheesy, I usually don't like when people say these things, but it's true that I kind of regained a spark for my own life, because as I said, I left my university and my job for a very long time. Like, I had been doing the same thing for years, and I felt like my life was getting quite boring, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to travel. And had I not done that, I don't know if I would have joined ESC at this point in my life. And it was very nice to, from the first day in my ESC project, to feel like I'm very passionate about what I'm doing. Of course, let's not be completely unrealistic. There are ups, there are downs. This is the first time when I'm abroad for such a long period in my life, and of course it comes with certain challenges. So not to say that everything is perfect, but this is an experience that I would never ever trade for anything. And yeah, I think what I gained is, first of all, this new motivation and inspiration to do something with myself and my time. And also, I think it's kind of leading me somewhere. I don't know how to say it. I don't really like to predict my life in the long term, because I know that things can change. But I left university knowing that this is not the field that I want to work in. And now, being with the association and getting more and more kind of, let's say, skillful and aware about the world of youth work, I really, really like that. And I think that it's something that I would like to tackle on for the next years of my life, let's say. So I think I've also gained kind of a direction where to move in my life in the upcoming time. And of course, not to mention all the skills that I've gained, which are related to, for example, the digital content creation. Before I came here, I'd never made a TikTok before. Now I feel like I'm more kind of skillful in that, let's say. I've also worked a lot with different project management tasks, helping in youth exchanges, different mobilities. Those are new skills that I've gained every single day, so I'm very happy for that.
Nice, thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, it seems like you've learned so much also, like, on a personal and professional level, when you talk about the fact that youth work is something that you'd like to tackle in the next few years as well. I think it's really lucky, and it's really nice to hear how much you've gained from this volunteering experience.
Yeah, I think I was definitely lucky with the experience that I have.
Yeah, thank you very much for sharing. Right now we will take another short music break, and then we will be back to hear about Elisabetta's future plans. Stay tuned! Hi again, we are back on live on Unica Radio. Today we are with Elisabete, who used to be a volunteer for this specific live project as well in Cagliari for the organization TDM 2000 as part of the European Solidarity Corps program. In the previous part of this podcast, we heard about how Elisabete got into volunteering, about her life, about what she used to do here as a volunteer, and about how much she has gained from this volunteering experience. As she explained, she gained a lot on a personal level, on a professional level. It really helped her understanding what she wanted to do next, and she acquired many, many, many very important competencies thanks to this volunteering experience. Elisabete, now I'd like to ask you, so you've shared a lot about this volunteering experience with us. Did it change your initial plans in any way? Like, what are you planning to do next?
This is an interesting case. Let's say definitely probably on an average an exception on a volunteering basis. Yeah, like I said, when I came to Cagliari for the first time, it was for a month, and I knew it in my heart immediately. I want to keep myself here for some time, and the opportunity came, so I arrived for 7 months initially, but then soon enough we exchanged, extended my contract for a year. And I understood I've grown so attached to the place and also to the work that I'm doing that we found a way for me to stay. So recently I've started to help TDM again, just through another program, which is very common in Italy. It is called the Universal Civil Service. So basically it's a similar program where I can join an association for a year and help with different matters and, let's say, develop my own professional skills and competencies. In countries like Italy, it is very common for young people to do that. So this time, since it has now been expanded not to only Italians but also people from other countries can join the program, I was lucky enough to stay because I really, really wanted to. And so definitely it has kind of changed a lot. It changed very quickly, but not necessarily taken another direction, because when I came here for a year, I didn't have a plan on what to do after my ESC. We understood in the middle, okay, let's keep each other in our lives for a bit longer. So now I'm here for another year. It's gonna be 2 in total. Once again, since I've just started this new project, it's very difficult to reply to the question, what next? I'm just very happy about the year ahead. I'm very excited to continue exploring youth work, now from a completely different approach. I think this year is going to be full of personal and professional growth as well. So yeah, I think that definitely I want to learn more about this field, and in that sense, I think some part of me is always going to be connected to youth work. Let's say, I don't know on what level, we'll see in a couple of years, we'll see even next September when I'm supposed to finish this new contract. But I'm going to spend this year continuing.
Wow, that's really interesting and really nice to hear. I mean, obviously, as I said, we know each other, so I knew about this already. But yeah, I think it's really nice to hear that you loved it so much that you keep on coming back to this place and also growing with it. Like you said, at first it was for summer week that you came as a volunteer, and then for ESC, for which you acquired new competences and you had other tasks. And now you will again learn many new things that are really, really exciting. So I'm really happy for you, really happy that you found a project that you like so much, an organization you like so much, and that you're able to stay here.
Yeah.
This is really nice. So I would like to ask you, I mean, I guess we can assume or imagine what you would say, but what would you tell to people who want to volunteer, want to participate in ESC? They want to go abroad. What would you tell them? People who want to, or people who are hesitant, young people like us?
I would definitely recommend. I mean, like everything in life, I don't think there's something you can particularly lose just by trying. Of course, I cannot promise that it will be the path for everyone. I know many people who have not had the same experience. They've realized along the way that for them something else is more suitable. Like, of course, everyone's experience is different, but you have to try. If you have to convince yourself, you have to find a reason why you have to convince yourself, because to be fair, I was also hesitant at first. I've known for a couple of years now that I wanted to do ESC at some point in my life, but as I previously mentioned, I had never lived abroad before. So I honestly could not make myself believe that I would ever be brave enough to just pack my bags and go. So what really helped me was that I came to Sardinia first for 1 month. And I liked it so much, and I already grew attached to the people, to the organization, to the place, that it really wasn't difficult for me to come back. And when there was an opportunity to stay, not for 1 but 2 years, it didn't take me any time to make my decision. It was an immediate yes. And so therefore, the way that I chose, and that I think might work for others as well, is to first try the short-term volunteering or teams volunteering. Maybe that's the way. I mean, if you're scared of this huge change, that might be the way. If you are brave enough to just jump into the unknown already, great, do that as well. But I think, yeah, I think you have to understand why you want to do it. And if there's something that is holding you back, try to find ways how to, let's say, make the life easier for yourself. But fear is not the reason, I think, not to do it in general. Because like I previously said, I mean, I've been here for a year and it feels like home and everyone feels like family, but it's still full of ups and downs. It's still full of moments when I go back to Latvia and it's very sad to come back because I miss my friends, I miss my family, but still it's like, it's a path that I chose for myself and I don't regret it for a second. So I think you just have to try.
Yeah, this is really moving, and indeed, like you said, if you are scared to go for 1 year, it can be indeed like a bit impressive or something. And I mean, I was also supposed to come only for 7 months, and then in the end I'm staying 1 year. I think it's sometimes good to start smaller and then to see if you want to stay, like you said.
Yes.
I agree with you. Well, thank you very much for being with us today, Elisabete.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It was very... I had been waiting for this moment to be in the other side, let's say, for quite some time, and it did not disappoint.
Yeah, it was really nice to hear your story and everything, and I'm sure our listeners will also enjoy listening to your ESC experience and your recommendations. Well, thank you very much, and we see you next week. Bye.
Bye, good luck.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.